This is By Grace, and by grace I am speaking to you today. So we have Allie Barkley speaking with us today. She is an author and a mental health advocate. Through her own journey of mental health and faith, she has something very deep stirring inside of her that she wants to find a open space with you today, friends, and share. Have a listen. There is a reward at the end of your stick-to-itiveness. There is a reward for staying in the fight, because you will arise from these ashes. And I want you to know that feelings and emotions and how things are all temporary. Never make a permanent decision based on a temporary emotion, because your emotions will come and they will go. They ebb and they flow. But the most important thing is to stand on the promises of God. And we all have promises from God. God promises to never leave or forsake us. So we can stand on that promise. Stand on the promise that God has a future that you long for, that the thoughts that he thinks towards you are good and not evil and not to harm you. Stand on those words. I believe that God wants you to know that he sees you. He sees everything about you, about your situation. He knows the intimate details that you don't tell anybody else. He knows those places in your heart that are completely broken and wrecked. And he's the God of redemption. He's the God who took his son and had his son carry the cross, die, be buried, spend 3 days apart, and raise to life again. He can absolutely resurrect and change and alter and make beautiful the places in your heart that have been broken for so long. That's another reason to hang on. Hang on for your victory. No one's going to fight for your healing more than you will. So fight for your healing. Imagine a world that you want to live in. What does that look like for you? Well, I can tell you, for me, it looks like a New York Times bestselling book. It looks like a very successful future with a beautiful house that has a special room in it just for me so that I can write. It looks like financial freedom and peace. It looks like joy regardless of my circumstances and regardless of the mental illnesses that I carry that have yet to be released. I truly believe that those who struggle with mental illness are not cursed from God. You are not meant to be marginalized. You were not created for sorrow. But God can allow those moments to truly heal your heart, even though your heart might be broken. I'm just here to let you know that no matter where you're at, no matter who you are, no matter what you look like, no matter what your story is, God has a good plan for your life, and he is going to see it to completion, but he needs your help with sticking through it, staying in the fight, never giving up, and always fighting for your healing. You deserve to live a life that's happy. If there's something you don't like about your life, change it. If there's something about your emotions or your feelings that you constantly go through that you want healing from God for, ask and you shall receive. And I believe in faith, even as you're listening right now, that God is going to move in such a mighty way in your life and that you're never going to be the same. Sometimes those moments come right away, and sometimes those moments take years. But can I tell you something? It's worth it.